This is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network.
We've got Sarah in Terre Haute, Indiana. Sarah, welcome to the Ramsey Show.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk to you guys.
We're happy to talk
to you. Thank you. My husband and I are on baby steps 4 and 6. We do not have children, so we're not doing baby step 5. I recently was terminated last week from my 20-year career as a college instructor.
Wow.
I'm so sorry.
Was it unexpected?
Yes. I opted out of the COVID vaccine, and I had a religious exemption, and they still, because of that, were unable to use me moving forward. Mm-hmm. So it was considered a termination. I'm meeting with an attorney. He's asking me if he's able to help me legally. What should I ask for in terms of being terminated? And if that was a wrongful termination, should I ask for, obviously, my job back? But if that's not an option, he wanted to know, you know, would I want retirement? Would I want, you know, wages? And I just wondered what your thoughts were on how to approach that.
Well, would you want your job back if they offered it to you?
It's a sticky situation because being unvaccinated, that's not a favorable position to be in at that particular employer.
So, that was my guess, that even if they offered it back to you, which would, I don't know, it feels like a pipe dream at this point, or do you want to even be with that employer again? Or are there job options out there?
Well, I'm currently applying for other job options, that are comfortable. I did have a religious exemption that was accepted, and it still didn't work out for employment.
Well, as far as the severance goes, have you talked to anyone else who's been in this situation to see what they ended up with, if anything?
No, this is an unusual circumstance in my little community, and I don't even know what a severance package looks like or, you know, what that would entail. So he said, other than my job back, what type of negotiating things would I ask for if this is deemed, you know, not making reasonable accommodations? And I don't even know what that would be. Like, would I ask for salary, retirement? I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like usually when there's a termination with severance in a company, I mean, obviously companies can do what they want, but considering how long you've been there, 20 plus years, I mean, having a year's worth of income, I feel like is...
Yeah, that sounds fair for that length of time. Like Rachel said, they can do whatever they want. But if they want to be kind and do a nice thing, I think a year's worth would be fair to ask for.
And they didn't offer you anything, Sarah, when they let you go?
No, because it was a termination. Okay. It wasn't a resignation or a retirement. I'm 3 years from retirement. So I even ask about early retirement, and because it's a hot topic and the vaccine right now is a really, sticky situation, that was not offered.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I think you can ask for whatever you think is fair. If you want to make it, you want to kind of make them the poster child and go, we're going to go after them for $1 million because of this. That's something you can do. But if you're saying like, what is reasonable and what do I need?
Yeah.
That's going to depend on your financial situation. And, you know, if you're this close to retirement, are you doing okay for retirement? Are you doing okay financially? Do you have an emergency fund?
Yes, we have a 6-month emergency fund. My husband and I together have almost $500,000 in retirement. And so the retirement package at this employer was amazing. They contributed 15% of my income of their money into a 403B. So I've been very blessed that, you know, for 20 years, I've had excellent retirement, plus what my husband and I put in, you know, on top of that at the 15% that we do for baby step 4.
Yeah. So you guys
that's what's hurting.
You have about $500,000 total for retirement between both of you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close to that.
Both of you will probably need to continue working to make sure you've got a good nest egg for retirement if you're saying it is 3 years away. So make sure you're in control there. But if I'm you, I would ask for a year. I don't know how far you want to push it as far as the lawyer goes. I personally probably wouldn't. I would say, hey, if they whatever they're willing to do is fine. But if you want to go further than that, that's going to be a decision you've got to make with the attorney. So, but I would find out what's happening in the area. What are other people asking for? What are they actually getting? And try to get some
information. Yeah, I would do a little research too, because again, this is a topic that people are dealing with literally as we speak. We took two calls about the same thing yesterday. Yeah. So I'm like, it's a new. Unprecedented, like that's the word that we've been using.
New ground.
But it is. And I'm like, you know, we're all learning from it, right? We don't, like, there is not this pattern that we can look back over 10 years. Here's what's happened.
Here's
so
what's
what
normal.
You can do, Sarah, I think, is gather information. Obviously, talk to your attorney. But I would see what else is happening, because there's other sectors out there that people are leaving because of this exact issue, and to see, okay, what does that look like in the education space?
Yeah.
So as much information as you can gather, I think, would be wise.
Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.